I am a very practical person. We've already discussed this. I'm not throwing my money around willy-nilly on a lot of moon trips.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sneaky Dragon. I'm Ian Boothby.
And I'm David Dedrick.
Episode 196, if I am incorrect.
194. This is the countdown.
Oh, nuts. That's not true at all. Hi, everybody. It is episode 196. Thank you so much for joining us on our little show. I think that's about it. I think we're done.
You're done?
Yeah, let's just wrap it up. Yeah, I mean, we came in, basically, it's like reporting to my parole officer.
Yeah.
I have to come in once a week. You ask me how things are going, if I've been in any criminal activities, and make me tell some stories. And then afterwards you go, okay, well, go and sin no more, you say, and then I walk out the door. That's usually what happens every episode.
We should do this after a really long episode, just do like an equivalently short episode.
That would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bonus.
But we couldn't do that because you know why? Work ethic.
Absolutely.
Cursed with.
Now, folks, if you want to see what we're doing here, this talky-talk thing, if you feel like coming to see us do this kind of thing live, let me tell you a story. There's a place called Skinny Fat Jack's.
Skinny Fat Jack's.
I know, I didn't name it, but it's fine. It's a nice place.
Yeah.
And it's in the back of Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew. I didn't name it. I don't name anything. And it's on Hiddledy Piddledy Street. Now, again, I didn't name it. In the Scrumbum Village. Okay, the first two things I said were correct. The other ones, it's in Vancouver. And we're going to be doing our live 200th show.
Yeah.
On September 12th.
12th.
Yep. And so, you know, if you want to come down to see it, normally the tickets are $50, free for you.
That's
right.
If
you're listeners to the
show. If you come to the show, if you say, I'm a Sneaky Dragon fan.
That's right.
Free.
Yeah. I'm a sneaky peeky is what you say. Come to the door. I'm a sneaky peeky. We will
Please
let you in free.
Please
do not say that. No, that's not the kind of nonsense talk we have at Skinny Fat Jack's in the back of Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew. That's nonsense talk.
We don't want that
kind of thing. Anyway, so what we're going to be doing for the show, and Dave's learning this for the first time, we're going to be reading some sketches. We're going to be having maybe some guests. We're going to have a little bit of music would be nice if possible. We're going to ask some friends of ours who are musically inclined to play a little music. It'll be about an hour. Our normal yip-yap broken up with some comedy, and it's always a good time. The live shows are always very fun. So if you want to come down to that, please do. There's not a lot of seats, so show up early. The show is at 9. Doors are at 8 o'clock.
I always recommend to show up late and leave early.
That's right. I always recommend don't show up at all and pretend you were there. And then call anyone a liar if they say you weren't.
That's right.
It's like, no, I was there.
You can say, look, I attended according to Facebook.
That's right. And by the way, they also have, if you're a fan of eating, they have food there.
Really?
It's quite good.
It's true.
They got the Union Burger there. Very tasty. It's a nice hamburger.
Yeah.
Your vegetarian options? Maybe. I don't know.
They serve rice.
They serve rice. Yeah. That's what vegetarians eat, right? Just plain rice?
I think they do like a vegetarian jambalaya, don't they?
Sure. So
the vegetarian chicken sandwich?
That's right. Vegetarian ribs? Do not ask
Well,
what
chickens
they are
vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how that works. Anyway, this is a terrible plug for the show, but it will actually be a fun show. September 12th, it's at Skinny Fat Jack's. If you go to Facebook, there's a thing about it on there, our 200th episode.
Yeah.
So please come on down. And also, listen, I know I just said it was free. Did I also mention prizes? We're going to give away buttons. We're going to give away maybe a shirt. We'll give away some stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe Dave will buy you a Coke.
That's right.
We'll see how this goes.
Free Coke.
And we'll see.
We're going to put that on the poster. Free Coke.
If it's like some of our live shows, we'll talk like this through it. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the show. And if it's other shows, we'll talk like this. Hey, everybody, how's it going? This is the show. Well, we don't know. We don't know if we're going to be manic or we're going to be mellow. We've had both. Yeah. Sometimes.
Which was sooner? Which was earlier? Like, were the early ones manic or they were more laid back?
No, they were fairly mellow, I think. Like, the ones, I think our Podmass one was a little manic.
Okay.
Yeah.
The atmosphere of that place is a little, I think we were feeling a little manic. We had people watching us.
Yeah, we don't like you watching us. Listen, if you come to the show, please turn our backs.
Yeah.
And don't pay attention to
us. Look at the wall.
There you go.
Imagine you're hearing us over the your headphones as you normally listen
to this.
But
then when you listen to this show later, you can hear your own laughter.
Yeah.
But please don't laugh again while you're hearing your own laughter, or the feedback can render you deaf. That is a true technical thing that happens with the iPhone, but only the iPhone 4.
Oh, okay.
Any other iPhones are fine.
No one's using that phone
4S
anymore.
4S is
Who
fine.
Who would be using a 4?
Don't laugh the same time you're hearing yourself laugh on...
What sort of old-fashioned tin can and a string-using mofo still has an iPhone 4?
I don't know. Okay, and one more thing we're going to let you
fellow.
Know. If you are interested in such things as Tintin, hey, guess what? We're just wrapping up our Tintin podcast called Totally Tintin, where we have been going over every book in the Tintin library.
That's right.
And we will. We just went over the movies as well.
We did the movies.
So we got one more where we're going to take people's questions, and then we're done. So if you want to listen to all those are available on iTunes as well.
It'll be all done, and then we'll get people writing to us saying, "Could you please do more?"
That's normally what happens.
Yeah.
And we'll go,
wait,
no.
That's all there is. There's no more. They didn't do any more.
Yeah. That's similar to our Completely Beatles situation where people are like, hey, why don't you do more? Because there's no more albums. Hey, do more. There aren't any more.
Do the solo albums.
Yeah, do the
That's not the Beatles.
Do the bootleg
They're
tapes.
Not the Beatles. The solo albums aren't the Beatles. Mm-hmm. They're just not the Beatles.
Anyway.
That's how I feel about it, everybody.
Speaking of Beatles,
yeah.
Now the real show begins.
Okay.
And we're here.
Hello, everybody.
Dave, you've been spending some time at the Pacific National Exhibition.
Have I?
You've been seeing your daughter, Eve. We can now call her by her true
That's
name.
That's true enough.
And she's been riding at the peony.
She has.
And been doing quite well.
She's been rioting at the peony.
That's right.
She's been riding. And doing quite well. I don't want to jinx it by saying where she is right now. I'll let everyone know when it's done, which will be tomorrow, the day after we record the show. So you have to wait a week. I'm sorry. But it's, she's doing what's called a 3-day event, which means on the first day you do a dressage test. The second day you do a cross-country course.
Okay.
And on the third day you do your stadium jumping. So this is an indoor event. So it's called an eventing derby. Calling it a derby means that they have to fish while they're riding. No, but this is a way to scale it down. Because, you know,
There is a fishing pond there. They could take the horses to the fully stocked fishing pond.
Is it fully stocked?
Yeah, it is. They say it's better to fish in the springtime or the autumn,
okay.
But there are still fish in there all year long.
Oh, neat.
Yes. And you're allowed to go fishing there any time of the year. Go for it. You're allowed.
Cool. I'm not going to do
that. Go fishing?
I have a life.
You go March?
How about February?
No.
Well, then my birthday's ruined.
Okay.
So it's like the cross-country course is scaled down from what you do like in a real event where you're outside in a field, like a big field, and has like a big cross-country course stretching out over a mile or so. Not a mile, but you know what I mean. A big area. So that's a bit different. So, you know, it's fun. And lots of people were there to watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Like lots of people came. I said to Eve when she was done, I said, you know that everyone was here to see you fall. That's all they wanted. They were politely clapping after, but they're all disappointed, like, oh.
Yeah, with all their hoping to put it on YouTube.
So hoping for a YouTube moment. But she went clear, which is good because...
So she's a Scientologist?
Only one other... Yes, now she is. Only one other of the jumpers went clear in her division. So that was good. So
we're not jinxing what's happening tomorrow?
We're not jinxing what's happening tomorrow. And we haven't even told her where she is. Because
she doesn't know she's at the PNE.
She doesn't.
She could be at the CNE.
Blind,
it could
blindfold.
Be Six Flags.
That's right.
She's got no clue.
She does not know at all. I just mean where she is in the rankings.
Understood.
Just because, you know.
Why do that?
It just seems to me that she's the sort of person that puts a lot of pressure on herself. So if you tell her what she's doing, then she's either going to be mad at herself or she's going to start to second guess herself.
And she also isn't telling you how this podcast is doing, where we're ranked. So it's fair.
That's fair.
It's
exactly.
A family that keeps information from each other.
Exactly.
Stays together.
Well, you know, I like what I think that she what she brings to my life that's very healthy with regarding the podcast is complete indifference, which is healthy. You know, like it's good to have someone in your life that could care less. You know, I mean, she's happy that I'm doing it, and you know,
because you're out of the house and she can do things.
Then she can, she can watch TV, and I'm not changing the channel to sports. But yeah, no, it's. That's good. No, I'm really pleased with how she's doing.
Oh,
I mean, she's
great.
Really, you know, the thing is she, with her horse, whose name is, has many names. She's a horse of many names.
Oh, so it's the opposite of the...
The opposite of the America song. That's right. Yeah. This is the horse with lots of names. Riding through the desert with the horse with lots of names.
Like Steve and Brad and James. Yeah. It's also called Thomas. It's also called Phil.
That's right.
Some weekends it might be called Jill. It's a horse with way too many names. Did I mention it's also called Phil? I did. All right. Well, it's also called Tony. It's also called Daniel. It might also be called Camel Cheat. It's also called Marcus. It's also called...
So is it a camel or a horse?
That's just his name. It's a horse of many names.
It's a horse of many names. Yeah, he's... Well, his...
La, 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 la. Okay.
Yeah, his name is Harris. It's, you know, it's okay. But he's also known as, well, Hair. Hair Bear. Barrel. Barry. Lee Bear.
Right. Do you have a Cockney person just like coming up with rhyming slang next to the horse?
No, it's just because, you know, you just get nicknames over time.
Sure.
There's other names too. Yeah, it's it goes on.
The Barrister. The Rumple of the Bailey.
Yes, exactly. Rumple of the Bailey. That's a good one. I'm going to keep that. Tweed. Harris Tweed.
Yep.
There's a lot of names. It's, you know.
The Hay Muncher.
My
Old
wife.
Kicky.
My wife is that she gives everything a nickname, right? So sure. You can't have like. Like, Albert is no longer Albert.
This is your dog.
Or Al Capone is no longer Al Capone. Now he was Albert. Now he's Abert.
Why? Why I don't
know.
Abert?
I don't know. This is how it goes. You can't, stop it from happening. Because you have to say Abert.
Okay. I thought maybe you just change it from Albert in protest of the Bill Cosby scandal.
No, it's just... Because
you can't have a fat dog named Albert anymore. It's not funny anymore. It's sad.
No, it is.
So you got to like change it up.
He's not fat though. He's pretty good.
I know, but he might be one day, and then you got to like change his name
to Abert.
Now,
but anyway, she got Harris when she was 13, and he was 4, and he had never been ridden before.
Oh wow, okay.
And so you know, it's her and her mom. They both together have trained him to do what he does, and he's very good.
Is that unusual for a horse to start being ridden that old? Like 4 years of no being ridden.
Well,
and then,
maybe you might want to start a little younger, but just depends on the situation. It's not totally unusual. No. Sorry, you're looking at something.
Oh no, I've got a screensaver on my computer that keeps changing to interesting images.
So oh, okay.
I keep getting distracted. By the way, during our last podcast, behind you,
yeah.
The neighbors, the big window,
yeah.
They have a giant TV and they were watching a movie on it.
Oh.
And I was like occasionally looking over your shoulder to try and figure out what the film was. I think it was Mission Impossible 3.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Now, and we can continue to talk about the horse if you'd like.
Oh, no,
mind.
That's
I was going to say, to lead into the other thing that I was sort of semi-talking about. So at the P&E, they have a Beatles exhibit.
Yeah, now, I guess is it a traveling Beatles exhibit?
Yes, it is. And so it's now traveled here.
Yes.
Do they call it the Magical Mystery something or some business? Like
sure.
Something along those lines.
The Magical Mystery or $3.
Right. So we've had a little discussion on the Completely Beatles page because we still keep that page active.
Yeah.
Occasionally put Beatles stuff up about that we'll both probably end up going to that. So this is not an official Beatles thing, but David, what did you think of the Beatles exhibit at the P&E? I throw it over to Dave.
Oh, well, you know, it's okay.
That was Dave's opinion of the Beatles exhibit.
And for $3.
First of all, why is it $3? What's this nonsense?
I don't know.
It's these things are never extra charge.
Usually, some are.
No.
The Game of Thrones was one.
No, it wasn't.
Was
no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, okay. It was free. And the Star Trek one, free. It's always free.
Oh.
It's never $3 because you go like, what's this $3?
Yeah. Meh. I don't know. Yeah, because the show, the thing itself, it's more of a historical overview of the Beatles. Like, it's not really,
sounds up your alley.
There's some memorabilia, but it's very surface. It doesn't go really deep into the Beatles.
You walk in and the first thing you see is John Lennon's limousine.
Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Now, I used to – they had that at Expo.
Well, I used to live in Cloverdale. There was a car museum there and they had the car there.
So like I walked past that car every day to go to work at Expo. So I'm very familiar with that car. I'm like, hey, there it is again. That's great.
Old buddy.
That's old buddy. So walking, and it's okay. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's like, man, we're walking past.
Pretty cool.
Now you enter into the Beatles thing and you see.
Well, you walk inside and then it's kind of like, kind of weird. It's like a radio built into a window. I don't know what the window's for, but anyway, you stand up and then it plays selections of songs that the Beatles would have listened to when they were young. So when they were young men, teenagers, and then they would play this music, you know, they would listen to Lonnie Donegan, who did Rock Island Line, or they would listen to the guy who did that other song, you know what I mean?
The guy that did
Eddie Cochran. Oh, all right. You know, who did 20 Flight Rock, I think it's called, which is a song that Paul McCartney impressed John Lennon with when they met. He could play it on guitar, and you know, blew John Lennon's mind that someone could actually play that song, and in front of him. And so, you know, it's interesting in a way. And then you move from that area, and this is a very big area. You know, it's designed for a gajillion people to see at the same time. So you're all just like milling around because it's a very large, the exhibit itself, if you like compressed it down to the size.
Yeah, it's not that much.
It's not that much, no. And then you go into the next area and it's like, I can't remember what it is now, but it's like records that they would have bought at that time period, you know. So instead of listening to them on the radio, now you're looking at the records that they would have bought. And it kind of takes you through like that. It takes you through to the records that that they did with Tony Sheridan, like My Bonnie and stuff like that, and records that were sold at the NEM store that Brian Epstein stole. And it has a Brian Epstein poem that's written in a completely incomprehensible script. So you can stare at it all day long and you will not understand what the poem is. Broad hand, you know, it just goes every which way. Did you read the poem?
No, not really.
Because you couldn't read it.
No, also there's a lot of people around.
Oh, when we went, there wasn't that many people, so that was nice. And then, yeah, so there's a kind of selection of stuff like that, old records, and then it kind of takes you into a bit of some of the Beatles stuff. And then there's some artwork from Stu Sutcliffe, which that's interesting. But, okay. I mean, you can see it in the book. So seeing real life, I guess that's interesting. But and then there's a poem by him, once again, it's handwritten. So you stare at it for a while and you're like, I don't know. I don't know what it's saying. Because, you know, like if it was a friend that was writing to you, you would maybe take the time to try and decipher what your friend was writing in his letter. But because it's someone you don't know, you're kind of like, well,
that's fine.
It's a teenage guy who wrote a poem. Like, do I really want to read a teenager's poem? No, I don't. So I'm going to go over here.
There's
now
a replica of the cavern over there. I'm going to go check
that out. Yeah, they have the replica of the cavern. And what was interesting there was that they had like guitar, they had Vox amps and Gretsch guitars and Rickenbacker guitars. And I was looking at it and I was thinking, did they play those in the cavern? Or did they get those later? Like, it seems to me that when they were first starting out in the cavern, they're playing like kind of crummy guitars, like not terribly, but you know, what they could afford were these, like, if you look at the pictures of them, like playing, you look at the necks of the guitars and where the tops, where the pegs come out, the tuning pegs, you know, they're not Gibsons, they're not Rickenbackers, they're not Gretsch. They're like some knockoff that, you know, some melty looking thing that, you know, and I wish I could remember what guitar is. A Casio Casino was one they played, like Epiphone, stuff like, you know, these kind of ones that were like not, you know, super high standard that they played. Although Paul loved his Casino and played it for a long time. He did like the solo for, Mr. Taxman.
Oh, Taxman? Just Taxman?
Yeah, Taxman, yeah. When he did that song, like he used like this kind of older guitar, which he really liked the sound of it, so... But I don't know. I just felt like what I was saying to you earlier. Like when I went to the British Museum when I was younger, I went there and I wasn't looking for it. I didn't even know they'd be there. But there were two sets of Beatles lyrics under glass, and no one was there. Like no one was like gawking at them. I just walked over and I was like, oh, what? There's no sign for these. And then I was looking, and one was I saw her standing there, which at that time was titled 17, and then the other one was In My Life, the John Lennon song. So 17, or I saw her standing there, had been written out by Paul as a poem for a school composition, and he'd handed it in and got a terrible mark. And the teacher asked to see him after class. It was written right on this sheet of paper. And you could see, you know, the genesis of the song, you know, so you could see that he wrote, she's just 17, no beauty queen. So it was before John Lennon got his, got into it. And then the same with In My Life, this was a first draft when Lennon was thinking of it as more of a travelogue of Liverpool. And so he's going through various places, through Strawberry Fields, through the Cast Iron Shore, and he's including all these names of these kind of landmarks of Liverpool in the song. And it's sort of like a bus ride through Liverpool. And then that changed and it became more like a personal biography rather than a travelogue. And so, you know, that to me is interesting because that's creative. That's the band in creation. You know, looking at old guitars that I don't think they play, they just have guitars.
It's like the type of guitar. Yeah,
these type of guitars they played.
Was this one of his albums? No, this was an album that was the kind of album that would be.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the type of sandwich they would have had for lunch.
That's right. Yeah, like they had like tour programs from the U.S. tours. Mm-hmm. But they're behind glass. You can see the cover. You know, okay. They had some photographs by a guy. And the photos were interesting. The ones I liked the most were the pictures of the fans, though, freaking out. Mm-hmm. Those were great photos. The Beatles photos were good, too, but the fans ones were interesting. And, you know, I never felt like, wow, I've never seen that before. This is amazing that I'm standing here looking at this. I guess the one that you're supposed to be thinking that is the album that was the last thing that he autographed before he was murdered. And that...
Yeah, what's your feelings on that?
Well, it's a record, you know. What I liked about it is they don't say who owned it. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that they continued the ban on speaking the person's name who murdered him. Because mm-hmm. if you did it for fame, you're not getting it from us. You know, we're not going to say your name. And I do like that idea.
It felt like a weird thing in...
Well, that whole end of it felt weird because it's all stuff post-Beatles.
Right, but also it's like, what's the... Yeah, I guess that is a transition point. But it felt like it didn't go with everything else. Like everything else sort of felt like a celebration of things.
Yeah.
It was like, this was their inspiration. And then they did this and this and this and this and this. And then there's that. It's like, okay. Yeah. Then do we have the downer thing about every... Like, is there anything... Mm-hmm. You know, it felt weird, that one. And that's
Here's
the one
Paul's arrest record for
the
arrest in Japan.
I think one of the reasons they've got it there, and again, maybe I'm just being cynical about this, is because that's the hook that then when it's touring, newspapers bring it up and go like, and this is also there. So a lot of people in the comments go, why? Boo, I don't like this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but then you've got now an article about this. And so, you know, it's publicity. So
mm-hmm. I mean, it's terrible that he was murdered. It's not terrible that he signed a record.
But the record, the reason the record is a thing is because of the murder, right? It's connected with it. It just feels like a thing like, okay, then this was part of that terrible day.
I guess.
Why should, I don't know.
Why are we reliving it?
Yeah. Why are we reliving that? Like, is the thing about Lennon, his death? Mm-hmm. Is that, I mean...
Well, I mean,
with what you're presenting here as the Beatles, by the way, and this also is not, as you say, it's after the Beatles.
Yeah.
It's like, I would have gone with, as you're saying, like, stuff that then ends when the Beatles ends.
Yeah.
Then that's it. Yeah. This is not a, and then what are they all doing now?
You know?
Though there was a little bit of that, and that felt weird.
I feel like if you're going to do a Beatles thing like that, that's that... that deep, you know, that you have Stu Sutcliffe paint pictures and you're, you know, then try and make it more for a hardcore fan than just general public walking through.
And if it's going to be a general public, then make it more general public for the walking through.
Exactly.
It seemed to want it both ways.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what does the general public care about, poems from Stu Sutcliffe or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just sort of weird. Two things.
And then what does the hardcore fan care about that there's a big display and there's a little guitar pick in the middle of it and it's Paul McCartney's guitar pick. Oh, from back in the day
Yeah, it's from like 1994 or whatever.
Who
cares?
You know?
Yeah. Well, exactly. And
this is from when he was doing temporary secretary. Like, all right, fair enough.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. But the thing is like
I do kind of like that song.
Anyway. But yeah, but who cares? That it's a pick. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really... I mean,
it's a guitar pick.
You could really put anyone's pick there, and you wouldn't know. It wouldn't be the wiser. I mean, if I wanted to, I could put Paul McCartney's pick on a frame of my wall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could swear up and down that it was, and people could say I'm a liar.
Say, stop swearing, please.
That's right.
There's children in the room.
That's right.
Also, they shouldn't be in this room.
That's right. And it just...
We want to see the horse with many names.
Look at that.
You promised us the horse with many names.
We were talking about, like, buying, like, say Paul McCartney's guitar came up for auction.
Okay.
And he had lots of money. Would you buy it? And I said, no, I wouldn't. You know, because to me, that's not about the creativity of the band.
Would you buy those lyrics?
I would be interested in that, yeah. Or I would buy a book of lyrics. Like, I haven't bought it yet, but I'd like to get that Hunter Davies put out a book of Beatles lyrics, of like the original lyrics and stuff like that, so you can see how the songs develop. That's interesting. Yes, that's cool. I would love to see that. I would go to a room of those and look at those. I don't know if I want to buy them, but I'm interested in seeing them. You know, that's really curious.
If you were a crazy billionaire, would you buy Abbey Road?
If they were going to tear it down or just...
Yeah, you know, it's up. It's up for sale. Someone's going to buy it. Do you want it? You're a billionaire.
No.
You got money to burn.
No.
Burn money.
No.
Nope.
Not that tempted.
All right.
Yeah, what am I going to do with it? I don't know how to record music. I don't do anything with music. I don't want to. Here, Dave, take over this business and run it. Because studios are so successful nowadays. You know, everyone needs studios. No one can record in their home.
Well, that's good practical thinking. Not crazy billionaire thinking.
Well, I guess that's it. I mean, I'm not a crazy billionaire. I'm not.
I just made you a crazy billionaire in this scenario.
Well, okay. Well, I'm a crazy billionaire. I'm going to go to the moon then. Can I go to the moon instead?
Really?
No.
You're going to go to the moon?
I'm not interested in that either.
Okay.
I'm too practical. Sorry. Or practically practical. No, it's just that's not what's interesting to me about the Beatles. Like, I love their music. Like, I don't want to sit in their car. I don't want to hold their pick in my hand.
You don't want to hold their hand.
I want to hold their hand. That's true. I don't want to do that, but that's different. You know, I'd love to talk to them.
Sure.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall in Abbey Road Studios and listen to them create. You know, that's why I've heard of people getting bootlegs of bands they like that have like recordings of them working in the studio through things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I've heard of people collecting those, listening to those, and they're very interesting to hear, like, you know, say something like Strawberry Fields go through all the permutations to finally come to the version that we know. You know, that's interesting. And I, you know, the idea of like, you know, if you could travel back in time, where would you go? That would be fun to go back to go back and see the Beatles creating that. That would be interesting. But the idea of, you know, then having their guitar. Well, really, I'm a crummy guitar player. What am I? I'm going to be crummy with Paul McCartney's guitar. I'm not going to write Hey Jude on his guitar or the equivalent thereof. I'm not going to pick up Jimmy Page's guitar and start writing Stairway to Heaven. You know, I'm going to pick it up and start badly picking at trying to play Stairway to Heaven, but I'm not going to write it. It's not going to change my skill or my abilities.
I think it's similar to, though, having, you know, like, say, Jack Kirby's art table or something.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like having that there. And like, would you want one of those? You know, with that or whatever artist you like.
I have a good art table.
I
have a good art table. Now, if you said, would you want a page of Jack Kirby's artwork? Yes, I would.
Okay.
I would. I would definitely want that. If I was a crazy billionaire, I would pay crazy money to own a Jack Kirby page.
How about if someone said it's Hergé's drawing tools? Would you want those?
For free?
No, you're a crazy billionaire, you cheapskate. What's wrong with you for free? It's even fictional money. God, what a tight fist.
I am.
Oh, my gosh. You don't want to part with these imaginary bucks. What's wrong with you?
I can think of other
terrible billionaire.
I can think of other things to
want
do
it for free. What are you, Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah,
what's wrong with you? Go on your nephews, go on an adventure.
Yeah, sounds fun with my kilt. I don't know. Like, if you're gonna offer me like if you said a Hergé, an Hergé page.
Yeah,
you know, like a cover, Black Island or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Pens. It's one of his pens. It's, let's say, $200. One of his pens.
$200?
Hergé's pens. He used it in the making of Tintin. Would you? $200?
For $200, yeah. I think if I was a crazy billionaire, $200 sounds pretty
reasonable. How about you now? You, as a person.
No.
$200.
No.
It is a Hergé pen.
No.
It was for real.
That's fine.
In the making of Tintin.
That's fine.
No dice?
I wouldn't even be too. I mean, you know how much the pages sell for? It's crazy how much Hergé sells for. It's insane.
How much does it sell for?
Like hundreds of thousands for pages of Tintin stories. I mean, they're collectible like investments now. So
right.
If you miss the ground floor, you're too late.
Okay.
But I mean, if I had crazy money, yeah, I would love to have a couple pages of.
What would you do? Where would you put them?
Oh, somewhere a pride of place, you know, like in your house, top of the stairs. People have to look at them as they walk in your house.
They have to.
Yeah, I would actually just hang them in front of the door. So when they walk in, they have to like kind of push them aside to get into the house.
Okay.
Damn, Tintin things, and then the Kirby, you don't have to stumble through that, and then there's a Kurtzman page from...
All right, let's get into this. I think this is
okay.
Just a discussion.
Okay.
Okay, so you can buy five, you got to buy five pages of comic book art.
Okay.
You can't duplicate the artist. You can't have two Kirbys, you can't have two Hergés.
Okay.
You got to like five different artists and
okay.
a page of art from each. Five, I will get you any of these pages. This is my offer, but you must choose them within 2 minutes. Go.
2 minutes?
2 minutes, go.
Oh, okay.
Offers on the table. Go.
Okay, well.
You've got Hergé, Kirby
Hergé,
done. Now
Hergé,
three more.
Kirby.
Come on.
Kurtzman.
Kurtzman. Very good.
And then.
Tick, 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 tick.
Peyo.
Peyo. Very good. One more.
And
only one more. Remember, you only get one more. One. Only one.
Jaime Hernandez.
Wow. I would also have accepted Jaime Hernandez.
Okay. Jaime Hernandez.
All right.
Jaime.
I think you could get a Jaime Hernandez. I don't think that's impossible.
No, but.
You've met him.
I have met him a couple times. Well, four times.
Four times.
Yeah.
Well, fifth time you should ask for a page of art.
Oh, more than that, because I met him in real life one time.
Well, what are the other times? Fake?
Well, it's meant, you know, but there's a table between us. That's a different situation.
That's still real life.
It's not real life, though. You're in
Could
a,
you reach
you're in
out
an artificial
and, like,
situation.
Muss his hair?
You know what? I did that anyway, and it's still just, you know. I said,
Oh, you, Jamie. Oh, and you. Went, it's Jaime.
It's Jaime, man.
I keep telling Jaime. You it's Jaime. But no, you met him at the observatory.
Griffith's Observatory, yes. Yeah, I think I've told that story on the show, so yeah. I will not repeat it.
Look, man, we're coming up.
Go back and find that episode.
We're coming up on 200 episodes.
We've told every story. We told every story.
Yeah.
If you want me to tell it, I'll tell it.
Go. Oh,
do you want me to tell it?
Yeah, tell it fast.
I went down to California with my wife with her cousin from the Orkney Islands and
to search for gold.
Search for gold. We went to Griffith's Observatory because you're in LA. That's where you go.
Yep.
Where James Dean had his troubles in.
Where in, Charlie's Angels and Charlie's Angels 2, where the three girls got shot and fell backwards off the observatory. But they survived! Oh. Darn you, Demi Moore, you traitor to the Charlie cause.
I don't remember that, but anyway. So yeah, we were there and I went inside and I decided I didn't want to actually see the show. So my wife's cousin and her
you
son.
Hate space.
Yeah, I just, you know, I've been to the planetarium here. I don't need to go to see. Anyway,
you're like seeing with movies. It's like, I'll see movies once. And like, we're going to go to the planetarium. I've seen space
before.
Are there new planets? No. I'm outside. Meh.
So I was looking at the stuff outside. And there's these two guys there. Right. And I was looking at them and I was thinking.
Shifty types.
Yeah. And I was thinking, those guys look like the Hernandez brothers, which who had met before. Right. So it wasn't. I kept thinking, oh, those guys. And they were looking at me. They're looking at me and I'm looking at them. And finally I went over and I said, excuse me, are you the Hernandez brothers? They said, yeah. I said, oh, I was looking at you. I was thinking, I know those guys. I know them from somewhere. And they said, yeah, we were looking at you because I was wearing a Frank shirt, a Jim Woodring shirt. So it was very obscure comic artist. And they're like, oh, we were looking at you thinking, that guy's wearing a Frank shirt. Where did you see that? So yeah, it was.
And where'd the conversation go after that?
We just talked a little bit. They were there with their nephews who were actually, they were in the show as well. They didn't. The Hernandez brothers were like me. They'd already seen space. Really? So how often do you have to see outer space?
Here's what I think it is. It's like you...
Guys, it's just a light reflecting on a ceiling.
Yeah. I think you guys...
It's not actually space.
You're all comic book artists. And Here's the thing. I think you spent a lot of time with India Ink painting along black areas. And you're like, I don't need that. I don't need to see that in a film.
Don't need any more black.
It just makes me think I got to get back to work and get back to inking. No, that's neat. I like that they were hanging out together.
Yeah.
That seems weird that you would see them together.
Yeah. I don't think they're together the same way they used to be. But yeah. Yeah. It was interesting.
And you were like, where's Mario?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't there. Guy? He wasn't there.
They never invite Mario along.
Typical.
Mario's at home going, I wish I was at the planetarium. Yeah.
He has his carts. He's fine.
Oh, because of Mario Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Because of the video game.
That's right. I went to the video game joke there. The game I've never played.
Never played Mario Kart?
No, I never have played Mario Kart.
Why are we doing this? We should go home and play Mario Kart.
Let's go.
All right. You were at my place the other day. I had Mario Kart right there.
You got 2 minutes. Now it's your turn.
Oh, nuts. Oh, are you saying art?
Art.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to do it
myself.
Can I
get comic strip art or just comic book art?
Oh, you're going to go Schultz.
Got it.
Oh, I didn't think of that. You're right.
You didn't. Too late.
Shit.
Okay. Going to go with some Schultz.
Yeah.
I got to go with some Jack Kirby inked by Joe Sinnott.
Mine would be Mike Royer. Mine would be like a later... Like New Gods kind of stuff.
Okay. I'm going to go with some Ditko, but I'm probably going to go with Ditko doing the question. I like the way he draws the question.
Interesting.
I'm going to go...
Not the Creeper.
What's that?
Not the Creeper. Interesting.
No, I do like the Creeper. I do like the Creeper a lot. You're not wrong. Am I up to three now? Do I need to...
Three. You got three. More? Yeah, two more.
Two...
Okay, 5 seconds left. One...
What do you mean 5 seconds left? I'm going to get some John Byrne Marvel team up.
Okay.
Probably, you know, when he was actually really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it was. It was like, there was one where it was like this Egyptian giant that was fighting Spider-Man. It was so good.
Okay.
The Living Monolith. Yeah, that was great. Right. Okay, I'm going to get one of those. And then I should probably go modern. I'm going to go, I think his name is David Aja from Hawkeye. I liked, I liked his art a lot. So I'll get a page. From him.
And, sure. He does it on a Cintiq, so there's no art.
Ah, nuts! I'm going to get him to recreate
it. I don't know.
I'm
just joking.
That
no
actually
idea.
Is the thing. My wife, Pia, she's doing a couple of issues of Black Canary.
Yes.
And there's been some people asking about the original art, and it's like, brother, it don't exist.
Yeah.
It's all digital now. Poof, gone. Whoosh.
It's weird. And I guess that's good. It seems like it seems to me that artists are losing a revenue stream by not having pages. Then
unless
again,
they can draw faster. In which case, they're not. But then you can also, now here's the thing. John Byrne, speaking of John Byrne, let's talk about John Byrne.
Are we talking about John Byrne?
He has a revenue stream where he recreates pieces of art that he's already done before.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and people pay top dollar for that. Sure. So he'll redraw an X-Men page for people and give that out. So, you know, should it come down to it, the artist could, of course, recreate their own work.
Mm-hmm. And, you could just get him to redraw the Living Monolith page.
Jeez, I never even thought about that. I'll be right back. he told me to fuck off.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in a bad mood.
Well, you shouldn't have called him on that on Facebook.
Yeah, 95% of the time, John Byrne is in a bad mood. I'm gonna try him a couple more times later on and see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll turn around. Yeah, Schultz is, I'm mad at myself that I didn't choose a Schultz one. And of course, if I was going to choose a Schultz one, I probably would choose...
From what era? What
very
decade?
Early, very early.
Well, how early?
I would love the one, good old Charlie Brown, How I Hate Him.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that one.
You're not going to go for a Sunday strip. You're going to go with the four panel.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the four panel and a very early one of that, too.
Okay. Pre-Snoopy.
Well, I guess Snoopy was there, but yeah, very early on in the Snoopy. Before he had turned into the bulbous-nosed beagle that we all know and loathe for his taking over the cartoons.
What? That's a bold, yeah. You know how everyone hates Snoopy? That's a universal thing, right? Everyone like, oh, I hate that guy.
Don't you feel like
how much
you just
do you
kind
hate
of,
him?
Don't you feel
I
like
hate him
too,
like Snoopy?
It's too much Snoopy. After a while, you're just like, this is too much of this.
Well, he was a balance to Charlie Brown.
He wasn't a balance. He overbalanced the strips because he took over.
I don't know.
Then you had Spike and then all the other characters.
Okay, yeah. Spike was terrible and so was Olaf. They were all terrible.
Yeah.
Was there a sister or is that?
I think there was a female Snoopy character.
But listen, you got to take a chance and you got to try new things. Otherwise, you're every other strip. Otherwise, you're Hagar the Horrible.
That's true.
And everyone's like, Hagar the Horrible is still around. Is it? Yeah. Well, has it changed any since? Never. No, it's all the same.
No, and it's weird because it feels so out of step with, you know, things that are happening around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird that now this Viking comic strip feels out of date. Like, when was it? Update.
Some complaining. Yeah. I can't believe this Viking. Yeah, it should actually go back further in its attitudes. It should go right back to like Viking, like true Viking thinking, you know.
That would be, such as?
I don't, you know, actual rape and pillage.
I know, you got to go to rape.
Yeah.
This is the problem. It's like.
So it'd be like this rape, pro-rape comic strip with a lot of like rape humor.
But I'll tell you, Hagar...
But with a kind of a ironic element to rape.
Yeah.
Wah, wah. What can you do? I raped her. Wah, wah.
Yeah, that's probably why that doesn't work.
No kidding. But do you want to see a Garfield cartoon where it's like an actual cat and he's just like walking
getting
around with
neutered.
A dead bird in his mouth or pawing at someone?
He does eat a bird quite often. And
does
the
he?
Birds. And he does eat birds and mice. And they talk. And it's like he has a conversation with them. And then
I didn't
he
know he
them.
Ate them. I thought they just talk.
He's a son of a bitch. He was one of the last of the, you know, we still got Sherman's Lagoon, right?
Yeah.
But
I don't read it, but
I think
we have
Sherman
it.
Is one of the last of the. Protagonists in comics that will regularly kill people.
Yeah.
Like, you read A Wizard of Id, the king, who's really the lead. The wizard works for the king.
Sure.
But the king is constantly murdering people. Just murdering them. Just like, have them all executed. Oh, boy. And then they're being hung. They're just being strung up. Dead. The big running joke is he's got a prisoner in the basement that did nothing. And he's just like there forever. It's like, he tried to escape. What an asshole. Like, oh, my gosh. Horrible. But that's standard. And then you got, by the same makers of that, if you like that, please enjoy Croc. What's Croc? Croc is a French Foreign Legion one.
Yeah.
But the leader is a cruel guy who will shoot people for desertion at the drop of a hat. There's so many firings.
Well, to be fair, they have to desert before he'll drop the hat.
You know what? True. But I don't think he has ever taken off his hat. There's so many gags where it's firing squad jokes.
Yeah.
Still, firing squad jokes.
Yeah.
Nowadays, Sherman's Lagoon, that's a shark that will talk about problems at home and then just see a tourist and go, I'm going to eat that guy. And then he comes back after eating the guy and everyone's like, yep, he just killed the guy. The end.
Well, then
I think
it's a natural then. Back to rape.
Boy, trying to steer this bus away from this. It feels like...
Or it is pillage if you prefer everyone. You can just do pillaging. I'm not a stickler.
I'm going in a different direction.
I'm not a stickler.
It feels like if Luann wants to go old school with this, she could just become a serial killer.
Why is that old school?
Well, because it's all murderers. Like, and same with... Well, I'm saying Hagar...
Yeah.
Named after the slacks, I believe. You would have all these...
They just dropped the G for copyright reasons.
You'd have all these strips
the extra G.
Where they've just come from pillaging a castle, yeah. And it's on fire, yeah. And there's people are dead,
yeah.
And they're coming out, and it's a, I forgot to pick up the milk for my wife. And it's that joke, but they've killed all these people.
It never feels that real. You're right and you're wrong at the same time. I mean, it's done in a way that...
All right, let me say this. There's more than one time, though, that they poured boiling oil onto people. That kills you, right?
But not
boiling oil kills you.
No, it's because Hagar wouldn't be doing that though.
He does.
He doesn't have a castle. He's the person who's raiding the castle.
I know he's raiding the castle, but he also is like fighting other like hordes and whatever, and he'll pour a boiling oil thing.
I don't know, but I haven't seen that.
Okay.
I don't. Well. I don't want to say you're wrong, but I can't say you're right because I have not seen it.
But the days of the old murdery main characters. That seems to have passed with Sherman. I think that's the last guy who would regularly. Except I think Dogbert will kill you too.
Dilbert killed someone. A couple weeks ago. He was wearing some sort of device that helped him focus his thoughts or something like that, and then he ended up taking over his brain and he killed someone.
Sure, that's fair. But Sherman comes after Dilbert.
It was a very quickly concluded storyline.
Sure.
It seemed like he's in jail for killing someone, then he's back at work, and it's, oh boy, back in the cubicle again.
There you go.
You're like, what happened to the murder charge? Are you on bail? I don't understand.
Dogbert gets him out
of it. Did I miss a day in the story?
Dogbert, he gets him out of it.
Yeah, he was his lawyer.
Yeah, he'll build a time machine or some nonsense, and he'll be fine. But Sherman's Lagoon came after Dilbert. Dilbert was around before then.
Sherman's Lagoon?
Yes, for sure. Because I remember when that was one of those things that they did in the paper was like, choose from these four comic strips.
Oh, okay.
Which one will you pick? And everyone went, Dilbert's terrible. Anything but Dilbert. Dilbert it is. It's our new comic strip. Thanks for your opinion. We don't care. Here it is.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I don't think everyone said that. I think people did vote for Dilbert. I mean, Dilbert was popular. I mean, he has books out and stuff like that, so people read it.
Yeah, but this was back...
People cut them out and paste them on their cubicle wall.
This was before that all sort of
people
happened.
Drink out of coffee cups that have Dilbert on the...
They really do. Yeah.
That's true.
We should get some coffee cups for Sneaky Dragon.
It's very expensive.
I doubt that's the case.
It's very expensive.
For coffee mugs.
Yeah.
Are you okay? Is there coffee in the mug when you're buying it?
No.
Because that's
I was
that's
pricing
what's expensive.
Out the gold plated coffee mugs.
Uh-huh.
So expensive.
Full of jewels.
I couldn't
believe precious jewels.
I couldn't believe it. But the thing is, I'm all about the bling.
That's right.
I cannot look at anything else.
Money. That's why we do these free podcasts. That's why we're coming up on 200 of these free fucking podcasts.
Because I'm all about the money.
Because we're all about the money.
Bling, bling.
That's right. And hey, by the way, if you come to town, we'll take you around town.
That's true.
We'll do that. That's another service we provide. I've got a free podcast, and if you come to Vancouver, we'll take you around wherever you want.
We've done it.
Yep.
We've done it.
We'll take you out for dinner. I don't know if we pay for dinner. I don't know how that works. But we'll take you to a Halloween thing. We'll take you to a Halloween, like, scare-a-rama situation.
Yep.
We'll walk you around it.
Sure.
We'll do it.
Gladly.
Yeah, we will gladly do it. This is the service we provide.
It's fun.
And here's why I think podcasts will take over from television. Because as much as you like Hannibal.
Full service?
Hannibal is not going to take you out to a Halloween thing. Hannibal's
do you
just
want Hannibal to do that?
Ooh, it would be nice. Scary.
In the wrong way.
Imagine Hannibal in a haunted house. Ooh,
yeah.
Scary. Imagine, all the ghosts that
imagine
people
driving
ate.
Somewhere with Hannibal.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to do that?
You'd feel stupid. You'd probably say stuff and you'd feel dumb because you're not smart enough.
No, you might feel stupid for a while. Then you would feel dead. He's Hannibal.
Well, okay, he's like a shark. You got to get him when he's full.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to eat when he's full.
Okay, how do you know when he's full?
You just wait till he's got a little bloated belly, a little pot belly. And then
sure,
you just go
okay,
there.
Okay.
And then he's like, can I go use that washroom? And you're like, no, you're not going to make room for me. That, or you just make yourself taste terrible.
Yeah, there you go.
Put smear some of that ipecac or whatever all
sure.
over your body.
Sure.
And then he won't want you.
Yeah.
Also, he's a fussy eater, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I watched the...
you can tell him that you want to collect John Byrne pages and he'll know you have terrible taste.
Byrne! Yeah, you John Byrned me. Perfect. I watched the last episode, by the way.
I'm just joking.
And it's been a really rough season, but boy, it was a good last episode.
Of
Hannibal.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Someday in the future...
This is the third season, right?
Yeah. Okay. And I'll say this much. I would love to see a spinoff with Scott Thompson. I love the two guys that work.
Yeah.
Just the two scientists who are just regular scientists.
Yeah.
And are the only people in the show that aren't jerks. They're not jerks.
Yeah.
And they get the job done, and they help people, and they're smart. Hmm. And they're not just there for comedy relief, but they will make a joke once in a while.
Yeah.
Love them. Spin them off. Those guys. Regular guys.
I have, like I told you before, I didn't make it past the first season of that show. So I just can't buy that anyone on earth has that much time to spend on dead bodies.
Says the guy who's done 200 podcasts.
Well, that's why I don't have the time. Don't these guys have a life? Don't they have podcasts they're doing?
Plus two spinoff podcasts. Oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
The kettles call him the Hannibal Black. Here, who's got a lot of time?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, but I mean, you're having to squish all your life into
Hannibal's
these...
deck looks terrible.
So does mine.
What?
Yeah, mine's leaking again, by the way. Speaking of deck talk.
Oh, wow. We can start deck talk again.
Not really.
Save it for the 200th episode.
God damn, getting fired before summer started. I couldn't get fired after... If I got fired after summer, I would have had a deck. But instead, they said, no, Dave, no more money for you.
Let me say this. If there's anyone out there who's listening to the show, who's in the Vancouver area, who wants to work on a deck with Dave, and let me say this much.
Yeah.
You will then be part of deck talk.
That's true.
You'll be discussed in deck talk.
You'll be disgusted.
Now, you've heard Dave talk about the deck. You've wanted to see the deck. If you want to see Dave's deck, I'm saying this all as clear as I can, folks.
Please do. If you want to see Dave's
Dave
deck.
Dave will show you his deck. He'll take his deck out. You can work on Dave's deck together.
I will uncover my deck.
Now, remember, Dave doesn't let his wife come out just when he's doing working on his deck. That's Dave's private time.
It's my private time.
So, if you want
me and my deck.
If you want to work on Dave's deck,
yep.
Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Send a picture of your deck.
Please wait. Be more clear.
Send some deck pics.
You said deck, right?
Send some deck pics.
Yeah.
And we'll see how your deck is.
Yeah.
And if Dave thinks it's a comparable deck to his deck,
yeah.
You can come over and work on Dave's deck.
Okay.
Now, listen, would you mind two guys working on your deck? No, I'm saying guys, women as well. Are you okay with women working on your deck?
I'm fine. I'm equal opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone.
So it doesn't matter.
Everyone's welcome to my deck.
Okay.
I think we've run that to the ground. Oh, dear.
We've run your deck into the ground.
Yes.
Now, folks, I'm going to tell you the truth. The truth of the matter is we, as always, just did a Totally Tintin podcast before
this. That's true. We did.
We went out. We had a big meal. We got ourselves a logie. And you might be saying, guys, we deserve better than this. It's fine.
It's fine.
We're one episode away from Tintin being done.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to focus all of our energy and love into this podcast again. It will, it's like basically we just adopted another child.
Yeah.
And you're like, seems like you're spreading your love pretty thin between these two. It's like, I understand. But this one child, they're now going to college.
Yeah.
Or jail. I won't say where they're going, but they're leaving. They're going. Finding their own way.
Sure.
And we're going to be able to give you all the love
again. The important thing is that they're leaving.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I always say. The important thing is that you're leaving.
Yes.
And goodbye.
Don't let me stop you. So.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
By the way, if you can think of some more names for that horse.
Don't let
leave him in the suggestion box.
Don't let the deck hit you on the way out.
Ew.
What?
That's not a thing for a foster parent to say at all. That's why they're leaving. So we'll be back to full energy for this show. It'll just be full of vim and vigor.
This show's fine.
Two episodes from now.
This show's good.
The show's good.
Yeah.
Two episodes from now, boy, howdy, you're just going to see this infusion of energy into the show.
I don't understand what you're complaining about.
I'm not complaining about anything.
You're it's complaining.
Perfect. Everything's great.
Okay. It feels like you're upset about something.
No, everything's great.
Yeah, well, we can do a little bit of deck talk. Because, yeah, I went into my shop last Friday, and water had got in.
Ugh.
And had come down and had got a few things wet, like some of my Tintin books. Not my actual Hergé books, but some of my, whatever you call it, research books for researching.
Oh, no.
Got a little wet from the water dripping in. Yeah, it was kind of upsetting. What's weird,
This is during the intense rain situation we had recently, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It's weird. You know, it's kind of like I always complain that, you know, your propane tank only runs out when you go to have a barbecue. You know, it never runs out when you're not using the barbecue.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
It's weird, but it's true.
The amount of times you said that has been ridiculous on this show.
I know. I'm always saying it.
Yes.
It's so common. Hello.
We sold out of the shirts that say your propane tank always runs out where you're having a barbecue. It never runs out when you're not having a barbecue. And it's a picture of you shrugging your shoulder going, huh? Holding two pieces of raw meat. That t-shirt has sold out, everybody.
It's killer.
We tried to put it on a mug, but those mugs were way too expensive.
Too expensive. So expensive, those mugs. They are expensive. It's not cheap to make mugs.
Okay.
I know you're thinking they're like $5. No.
I don't think they're $5, but I don't think shirts are $5 either. We'll talk about how much mugs are.
So yeah.
I know other people have mugs and they're not all crazy billionaires. People make mugs. It's a standard thing.
They have mugs and then they have five pieces of cartoon art that they've collected.
That's right.
With their crazy billionaire money. Yeah, I went in. Water everywhere. Well, not everywhere. It had dripped in a kind of a... It had dripped in a very downward pattern onto stuff.
Now, do you have electronics in there?
Oh, yeah. My computer's in there. My Cintiq.
Your computer. Oh, my gosh. Your Cintiq. Now, is your Cintiq under anything?
Yeah, I store it out of the way.
Okay, good,
on a bookshelf. Right. The computer, not so much. So... Yeah, it's kind of scary because, yeah, where is the water going? But what seems to have happened now, which is because, like I say, as with the propane tank and the barbecue, classic Dave saying,
that's the other shirt we have. As goes the propane tank, so goes the barbecue. That was the other shirt we had.
Classic.
And you're holding a raw hot dog in your hand.
But it's the same with your tarp. Like, you don't know your tarp's leaking until it rains out, right? It doesn't leak when it's sunny out, you don't know. When the rain comes and it's leaking, then you're fucked.
To be fair, though, this is
a technical term.
To be fair, though, you could run some water onto the tarp to see.
I guess you could do that, to be fair. But to be fair, I didn't. So now I know that it's leaking, and yet now we've had an endless amount of days of rain,
right?
Which is fine.
Right. We had no rain for a very long time.
Do not think I'm complaining about the rain, because
okay.
I'm not. I love the rain. But it's a bit inconvenient, because now that I have a leak, I'd like the opportunity to take that tarp off and replace it. And I just haven't had that chance, because I'm not always at home.
Okay.
And then when I am, it's raining out, and so I can't take the tarp off to replace the problem leak. But here's the other thing, though.
What you're saying is you want help with protection for your leaky deck. So if anyone is okay with helping Dave, and so you need some protection.
That's right. My deck is dripping, everyone. Okay. And so, it's not now, because what's happened, I think, is that the wood has gotten wet, and it has swelled with the water, and it sealed itself. So it's not actually leaking now. It's sealed. So it's given me a respite.
Okay. It's not one of those things where it's sealed and then will break open and be even worse, right?
No. Okay. No, it's not like a dam. So the water is still flowing away. But once the rain stops, then I can jump up there and replace the... I want to do a little bit... I don't know what to do about the deck.
Okay. Speaking of decks...
The deck has been very disappointing to me. And I mean, it's been sitting undercover for like 3 years now, I think, right?
Oh, okay.
Does that sound about right?
Sounds about right.
Does that sound right to everyone else?
Folks, we've
been doing
about
deck
this.
Talk for a long time. It's not a new thing.
Right.
This whole deck talk. So it's been a while. And
it's been a while since we've been talking about your old deck.
Well, you know, an old deck is better than a no deck. That's another saying. Put that on a shirt.
It already is.
And suck it.
It's on the back of that shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, put that on your deck and suck it. That's the other shirt we've got.
Yes, that's right. Classic Dave saying.
We should really retire the classic Dave saying line of shirts.
Why?
I think we should just focus on the other ones that people like.
No, I think it's a very successful line.
All right.
We sold at least one of them of each shirt.
Yeah. To a really weird guy that lives in the woods.
All to me.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy who lives in the woods. So, yeah, this has been a bit... I mean, I would love to solve the whole deck thing. I'd like to have a deck. I'd like to have railings.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to open the back door in the summertime and the dogs can go outside and down the steps into the backyard.
Nice, yeah.
Like, that would all be great, but I just can't because I've got this stupid hanging deck problem. It's a limp deck problem is what I've got, right? It doesn't seem to be going anywhere, so I'm stuck in this.
It's fine as long as you don't get it wet.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah,
if you got dry deck, you're fine.
If dry deck is fine.
Second it gets in any way moist.
You don't want a moist deck.
Then we got trouble. Then all of a sudden, all your books are getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because I have a lot of books in there, too.
Yeah.
So
let's go back to talking about Hager and the rape. And maybe I was mistaken. Maybe that wasn't so bad before. Hey, Lucky Eddie, what do you want to do this weekend?
Let's go pillaging. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of unfortunate that it's lasted this long.
No, that is a bummer, and I hope that gets fixed.
Yeah.
What was that thing that Nina Matsumoto sent you? It was like a...
Oh, yes.
It was a picture of a... What was it?
She was at PAX, which, of course, stands for Pacific Academy of X-Men.
That's right. right.
And so
this is not fair. You just outed her as a mutant. Now she's going to be persecuted by the people she's sworn to protect. Nice job, Dave. Smooth move. Now she's going to go back in time into a past version of herself, rewrite history. Otherwise, Apocalypse is going to take over. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Sorry, everybody.
All right, fine.
Anyway,
sorry about that, Nina, that you got to go back in time.
She was down there. Yeah. She was down there and she found a game, I assume a computer game, called, I don't know what it's called.
Dave's Leaky Deck.
Dave's Leaky Deck. It's called Deck Builder.
That's right.
And it was a game of building decks.
Is it a video game?
It's a video game. I think it's a video game. And I guess
you only saw the side of the game.
Well, it was the banner.
Arcade case.
It was the banner. You know how people have those stand up.
I've seen banners in my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Bruce Banners. There's one standing there. He's holding a sign that says Deck Builders. And
he made those jokes about the deck, and he went, "Don't make me mad."
It's too late. And so he was standing there with holding the sign. But the game, I guess, is like you can make a variety of decks in the game.
Wow.
I didn't know that there's a sort of enthusiasm for decks. I feel like our show missed a real opportunity to tap into the whole deck market.
Or it sparked it.
Or we sparked it. I mean,
feels like if I look back at when Deck Talk started on this show, mm-hmm. no one else was doing Deck Talk.
Nope.
What other shows are This American Life? Not at all.
Not at all. No.
It's not talking about Deck Talk at all.
American Deck. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, well, that one was just, drove into the ground. But that came much later.
That's true. It came out.
But when I look at when we started talking about decks, it would be just the right time for that game market to go like, that.
Yeah, that's right. You've all heard of DeckGate, that whole thing on the internet.
Right, where
everyone's mad
about
decks.
People connect their decks to a gate.
That's right. Well, because you want to have a gate so that, the dogs can't always go down the stairs. You can just let them out on the back deck for a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That actually sounds very sensible.
Well, I'm a very practical person. We've already discussed this. I'm not throwing my money around willy-nilly.
Here's a
lot of moon trips.
Here's something that crazy billionaire. So
speaking of crazy billionaires,
the Watergate Hotel.
Yes, is now a.
Oh no, you got a story about the Watergate Hotel? Go ahead. What is it?
Oh, it was interesting because it's now a condo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was watching it. Oh, I wasn't watching it. My daughter loves those kind of shows like. I don't know what they're called. Buying a house.
Television programs.
Buying a house show.
Flip it and dip it.
Flip it and dip it. Dip it, the deck show.
Love it and list it.
It's not love it and list it.
Poke it and fist it.
That's on a different channel. It's one of those weird shows where if you agree to this, you agree to this idea.
Right.
We're going to give you three houses and you have to choose amongst the three.
Yeah.
Can I look at five? No.
No.
I have to look at three because three is the magic number. Can I look at four? No. No, you get three houses.
To be fair, they're always great houses.
Not always.
Pretty great, usually. Okay, go ahead. One's like a real
show. But on the show, they were looking at a condo unit in the former Watergate Hotel.
Wow.
It is now, there's no need for hotels, apparently, in Washington, D.C. They're turning them into condos.
How about the actual hotel where the break-in happened? The room, I mean.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could have it.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, what I was going to say was.
You could live there.
What if another scandal happened at that hotel? How would they name it? Because it's already like Watergate.
Watergate. Yeah.
Oh, I guess so.
Or Watergate Gate.
I suppose so. Watergate Gate seems like you're just going back to the old gate. It's tough. It's like they've scandaled up now. You're done.
You know what? Stop it. How's
stop
that?
The gating?
Just stop gating things.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's old, tired, it's hackneyed.
I'm going to go, let's stop gating things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to agree with you were talking the other day about how stopping shaming, internet shaming.
Oh, terrible.
I'm going to go, there was a, like this week was the, and I don't want to say your name because I'm not going to bring it up, but I will say the thing, which was, it was a clerk who was not going to issue a marriage license for a gay
couple. Yeah.
And everyone's put her face everywhere.
Yeah.
Because there was a video that was shot of her. And then everyone's hashtagging it and her face is everywhere and her name is everywhere. And it looks like now she's going to jail. And I'm fine with her going to jail because, listen, if you're a government official who will not
if she's breaking the law, if she's breaking the law,
which she is clearly breaking the law that the Supreme Court put down, and she's breaking the law and keeping people from having their rights, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think like putting her name out there and putting putting the face out there, fuck off with that. It's sort of my thing on that. Mm-hmm. That's not necessary.
No.
Take care of the issue, correct?
Yeah.
But I think there's a bit of a thing where she just looks a little weird. She looks a little weird. She's a heavyset woman.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of plain.
Yeah.
She's got big glasses. People have been putting up images of her comparing her to Kathy Bates in Misery, that kind of thing. And it's just like, yeah, right now I get the issue, deal with the issue, but there's a bit of that bully mentality that comes up, and it
totally.
Just feels like, yeah, she looks weird, so go after her. I think there's a bit of that too, which is like, how dare you?
Yeah.
Blah. And yes to the issue completely, and yes to going to jail if you're going
to
do that.
If she's not comfortable issuing marriage licenses to gay people, then quit your job.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things I'm not comfortable with in my job, and I've still got to do them, or I got to leave my job.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right. Like doing this podcast, you're totally uncomfortable.
Absolutely, I'm uncomfortable.
But every week you still do it. It's
I know.
Amazing.
I really should quit.
I don't know. You're always anyway.
But please don't put my face on TV. It's the kind of thing
where
like
I just feel. I mean, we never really talked about that whole Ashley Madison thing on the show. Which, you know, once again, that's terrible. This whole you know, to the people who broke into the Ashley Madison account and stole these names,
right.
I guess it was a lark to them. But now the fact that there's people being blackmailed for the information that's come out, the fact that over 1,000 gay people were killed in the Middle East over these names being revealed.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, okay. I saw an article about it. Is not hilarious, you know. Like, this whole idea of putting truth out there as being some great idea, like, there's a reason people hide behind these things sometimes, you know. And you know, I'm not going to defend people who are adulterers. I don't think that's a good thing to do. It's not healthy for you or your life or anything else. But that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might disagree with you. I don't think that gives me the right to go to your house and throw rocks through your window.
No.
Or have your name dragged through the mud and your picture put up online and all these other terrible things happen to you because you made this dumb decision. You know, you're going to suffer from it in all kinds of different ways. You know, if you're not careful, if you don't stop before it gets, you know, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You're just creating this sort of terrible, poisonous situation for yourself. That's your punishment.
Right. Also,
we don't need to have your name put out there or for you to be blackmailed.
Also, people have had affairs since the beginning of time.
Yes.
And some of them suffer for it. Some of them don't. Some of them this, some of that. It's everything in the world. You're right. But naming people and outing them like that is a shit thing to do, period.
Oh, it's just so terrible.
It's like, yeah, and again, we had that thing with the guy who shot the lion. Like, I'm all for, you know.
And by the way, the David Dedrick, who appears 5 different times in the Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's not me.
Well, he's always talking about his deck. There's all these pictures of the deck.
There's a lot of pictures of the deck. I just want to say that is not me.
Saying you always use protection, but sometimes it breaks.
Yeah.
And like, how do I know it breaks until I use it?
I used the name Deck Johnson when I signed up for Ashley Madison. So.
Yeah, it's weird because like there's the you don't want to be the apathetic person. I'm going to switch from the Ashley Madison thing to something like either the lion or this.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, you shouldn't torture a lion for a day.
Yeah,
that's a terrible thing. And yes, that should be brought up and just go. But to the point where now when you have that person's name out and you've destroyed this person completely, you know, first of all, you better get it right. Because a lot of times this is not going to be right.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be situations like, you know, I'm just flashing back to, you know, the bomber at the Olympic that people thought was the bomber, but wasn't a bomber.
Yeah.
And he got all over just the media. It was before the internet, really.
Yeah, it was before the internet.
Just like, yeah, there you go. Now, if that was the internet, completely.
Oh, man.
But it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
And, you know, this woman, what she did was awful.
Well, it happened to a guy in the Boston Marathon bombing. There was a guy who was thought by people on Reddit to have been involved in the bombing. It wasn't the police who accused him of this. It was people online who created this conspiracy theory and began tormenting this person and evading his life and doing all the doxing and swatting and all the rest of it.
Right.
And, you know, created absolute chaos in this person's life and his working life, is where he worked, the company he worked for, everything. And he was absolutely innocent, you know. And so, you know, there's a reason that, you know, in the 40s and 50s, they made movies like Fury and what's that one? Bad Day at Black Rock and stuff like that, that decried mob justice and lynching and racism and groups, you know, acting out on their own sense of justice. Because it doesn't work. It's a bad system. You know, you need an organized, you know, and you might disagree with the results sometimes, and you might want to put up, there's this guy who, I don't know what his problem is, but he's out in where I live. He has a huge billboard right by the freeway. And for a long time, it had a picture of a judge peeing on justice, sort of a Calvin-like judge peeing on justice. Mm-hmm. So he's obviously very angry at judges.
Okay.
You know, and he feels that they're wrecking the system or there's some sort of problem with them. That's fine, you know? Decry judges. Don't put the face of an individual judge there and tell everyone where this person lives
right. And
blah, blah, blah. That's totally different. If you don't like adultery, condemn adulterers, not specific people who have done something stupid. We've all done stupid things that we're embarrassed about or that we're not embarrassed about. But whatever it is, it's our thing. It's our mess to deal with.
We've got a tool right now that's so big right now. Speaking of your deck. We got a tool that's so big that we now have to find out how to use it. And the answer isn't complete apathy. Like when you hear about like someone doing what this woman did and denying people a license, that's wrong. And you shouldn't go, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. So now we got to find out what the middle ground is of decrying the action without decrying the person, with the exception possibly of politicians who are public figures who have
different.
Already put themselves in the public eye, who are, you know, representing the people. And if you're representing people, then those people can call you on something, and I think that's fair. But if you're
different.
A private citizen, then decrying the action, I think, is the thing to do.
Yeah, or talk in generalities. You don't have to speak specifically to that instance. You can talk about the general idea of someone who is refusing to issue marriage certificates to when it is absolutely legal.
Or this person shot this lion and it was tortured for a day and all this, and this kind of hunting is just abysmal.
Yeah.
And this. You can do that.
Sure.
You know, and
the same outrage would have also caused airlines to decide to not allow transportation of animals, mm-hmm. like, you know, prize animals or, you know, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
I mean, the same outrage. It didn't have to be specific to this person. Just a general outrage of what's happening.
Yeah, it's a trick.
Because really,
naming names is the thing. Yeah. And that's a tough thing to get the media not to do, because the media will want to do it as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that, and that feels against what we normally want to do in this situation. But I think it's the only way to make it sort of safe, you know, is to have the, you know, have the people rebelling against the bad things, but without, because we've got too much power on this one person. And you're right. It is a mob showing up of like a million people at the door, pounding on the door. And listen, you bring a million people, there's going to be a couple of nuts in there, and we shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And also, as a mob, we're going to lose a lot of our ethics, you know.
Lose ethics. And also, what's the, you know, what, after you've had all this hysteria, that is when apathy comes. Because you can't maintain that level of hysteria.
You don't care about the lion guy now.
No, you don't care about the lion either.
Nope.
Like, no one's caring about black rhinos. No one's caring about elephants. No one's caring about all these animals that are being... No one's condemning China publicly. No one's, you know, no one's outing China on Facebook and condemning the practice of poaching in order to create... Apparently, I don't know why China wants everyone to know that they have problems with their penises to such an extent, but apparently they don't mind that we think that they advertise this, but okay, whatever. So, you know, it's just this endless stream of, and now that it's, you know, now that it's become a very wealthy country, mm-hmm. it can afford not just a few people, lots of people can afford all this kind of medicine. So the market has absolutely blown open. There's nothing about that on Facebook. No one's upset about it. No one's doxing China. No one's outraged
I'm sure. Okay. I bet they
are. But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what it's not doing? It's not trending. But yeah, I'm sure there is outrage. If you went to a Twitter
there's
search
outrage,
and you opened
but,
up, you would probably find thousands of people who are outraged.
Sure. But it's not the hysteria level of...
It's not the issue of the day.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing is like...
So we've got this incredible excitement about the lion, which is fine. I mean, that's terrible. But then once it's gone, what have you done? Like, you've had this outrage
and
hysteria.
Because the problem with that is...
You feel like, we solved it. The dentist office is closed.
Right.
Case done. We've solved it. Everybody, no more animals are dying.
The airline thing is right. The airline thing did have an effect, and so you can't transport. So that's great. But I think you're right, though, where if you go after the action, then the action will have a longer shelf life in interest, because you still have to get that action countered. Mm-hmm. Whereas the person, if you're just punishing a person, well, I feel he's been shamed now for two weeks, and he seems to have, like, fled. That's done, right?
His life is over.
But you lose the action, right? And same with this woman. woman, when this woman's in jail,
yeah.
which will be probably soon, there's going to be other clerks probably and other places.
Is it really jail or is it just a fine? I don't
know. No, it's jail. Oh, that was the thing in the, in the news today. Yeah. Because she's not, she's being held in contempt.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you that go to is jail. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
So, but it's
courts
not,
do not like disrespect everybody.
No. Do not like dress as Hager the Horrible when you go to court.
When you go to court.
But yeah, please don't. I think like going after the action more than the – it's more satisfying to go after the person because we want to make it personal. But if you go after the action of the person, you're going to cover a bit more ground.
It's,
and also
it's hard
don't,
though. It's hard,
don't,
to, it's hard to be upset about an abstract.
Right. But and when you're talking about upset, don't be fooled by the 10 trending topics of the day. There's always someone who's like – trying to deal with all the other stuff that's there. You just don't see them because we've got a we don't have enough room in our head for more than 10 things. So these are the things on Facebook or Twitter today that are trending. Don't worry. It'll change tomorrow. It'll change tomorrow. And then
always. But I mean, the thing that's that doesn't change is the continued impact of poaching or whatever. I mean, you know.
And all the other things.
And all the other all the other problems in the world, you know, that that we can chip away at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and attacking people online is not chipping away at any particular problem.
Absolutely.
You know, it might make you feel better. It might make you feel good that you made fun of a dentist online, that you wrote, what a jerk, in a comment string, and then went, dusted off your hands.
Right you are, but.
Dusted off your hands and walked away.
You know, a million other people also did it, so we don't need you doing it too.
Yeah.
Thanks. That base is covered. Maybe find something else right now.
Yeah.
But. That said, Steve Johnson is a jerk. Let's all just say that. I'm going to go after that one guy.
Steve Johnson.
Yeah, he was a guy in my junior high school. He was a jerk to me. So, hey, Steve, fuck you.
Fuck you, Steve.
And by the way, if anyone can go after that guy, please do. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our show.
This is a kind of a, that was a weird ending.
What? Are you a fan of Steve Johnson?
It's not that I'm a fan. I disapprove of
Steve Johnson.
Steve Lighting.
Nice. Nice. Folks, if you want this nonsense in person, September 12th, we will dox you.
We warn you.
We will dox you in the room.
We will dox your pay.
That's right. At September 12th, it's at Skinny Fat Jack's. That's in the back of Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew. I didn't just make up a bunch of crazy words.
We live in a Dr. Seuss book.
If you go to our Facebook page, sneakydragon.com, one, you can comment on our message boards. Two, there will be information there about this event.
Yeah.
Also, if you go to our Facebook page, Sneaky Dragon, we will also have information. And
please don't shame us on Facebook.
If you and if you do, please just sexy shame us.
Oh, yes.
And
show us your deck.
And if your name is Seamus, please, please don't shame us, Seamus.
Shamelessly.
I'm trying to think of all the nonsense we got here. Right, email. This is how you reach us by email. SneakyD at SneakyDragon.com. SneakyD at SneakyDragon.com. We are also at Sneaky_Dragon on Twitter. And if you like shirts, why not go to our Sneaky Dragon store? Where you'll see many shirts designed by David. Maybe there'll be more shirts coming up in the near future.
Yeah, I'm trying to fit that into my schedule.
I've recently on our Facebook page been putting up different collections of David's artwork over the years.
That was fun to look through.
Yeah, it's nice. So I put together all the movie poster parodies that he's done and the book, the music ones. I've got a couple more themes I'm going to try and put together. But look at Dave's beautiful art.
There's other themes?
Yeah, there are themes.
Wow.
Yeah, did you not know that? The first one was movies.
No. I knew the thing. I didn't know there was more themes.
Oh, there's
themes. I thought you like.
I'll tell you the one I'm trying to put together right now.
Okay.
Maybe that won't be enough, but it's like classical art because you've done parodies of different classical art.
That's true.
So
not
I'm going to put
a little bit
bit of that.
Okay.
And then I will probably put up gratuitous nudity because you've done quite a few with gratuitous nudity. And I'll put those
I
up
have
as
really.
Well. We're naked more than I would expect.
There's certain things I find amusing, apparently, and that's one of them.
Yep. Certain things while you're in your deck
also,
using your Cintiq.
Also, injury to us is another one that you could do.
Sure. There's injury to the eye, many other things.
Injury to us, yeah. I can
absolutely.
Think of a few.
So you can check those out there and there.
That also amuses me.
But why I bring that up is we might be able to put some of those images, if you like one, onto a shirt for you. So let us know if you're like, oh, I'd like that as a shirt.
I did have a request from a listener.
Oh, good. But don't put it on a mug because apparently those cost $1 million.
So expensive.
So expensive.
So expensive.
So thank you. Oh, by the way, thanks.
So expensive.
thanks to some of you guys out there who have been putting up reviews in various countries online on your local bathroom walls.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Please put them on iTunes.
We are a good time.
Yeah, put them on iTunes as well if you can. That really helps people to find us. So if you go there, that'd be great. And here's the thing that also would really help is if you go to iTunes and you hit subscribe, that also helps bring people to our podcast. We'd appreciate it. So that's about it, I think, generally. Is there anything else that you want to bring up? You always look so sour-faced when I'm wrapping this up.
Do I?
I feel like I've disappointed you at the end of every time that I ever do this. You're just like there, oh.
I'm just sad the show's over.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I enjoy the show.
We'll do another one next week.
I'm sure we will.
I'll probably come visit you at the P&E tomorrow. How about that?
Ah, that'd be nice. All right. I'll be there.
I'll bring nieces and nephews as well.
And then
we're going to look for treasure, because that's what you do apparently with nieces and nephews.
You can all come by and say hello to Harris, Bear, Barry, Beryl, Lee Bear, Tweed. Harris Tweed, Jacket, Fence, Mushroom, Mortimer, Mineshaft. Nice.